For CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott. The Iranian Foreign Ministry has issued a new statement saying it's unlikely to reach a comprehensive nuclear agreement in this latest round of talks with the world powers in the Austrian capital, Vienna. But at the same time, Iran says it's ready to assure world powers that Iran's nuclear program will never move toward non-peaceful objectives. Meanwhile, the Chinese government is calling for more diplomacy and confidence in solving the Iranian nuclear issue. China notes the negotiations are complicated and sensitive, saying they require the mutual trust of all parties. This current round of negotiations is meant to try to find a permanent solution to the issue, as the interim agreement expires after 6 months. Ukrainian riot police have stormed protest camps in central Kiev after violent unrest broke out there earlier in the day. The renewed violence has left at least 13 people dead and dozens of others injured. Authorities are now clearing Kiev's Central Independence Square, dismantling barricades and using tear gas and stun grenades to disperse the protesters. The uptick in violence marks the latest wave in clashes in the three-month political standoff, which began turning violent in mid-January after radical protesters began fighting with police. Thailand's anti-corruption body has announced it is filing charges against Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra connected to a rice subsidy scheme. The scheme has fueled middle-class opposition to her government. The Anti-Corruption Commission says it is summoning Yingluck to hear charges against her on February the 27th. Yingluck has suggested the charges against her are politically motivated. Meanwhile, at least four people have been killed and dozens injured after Thai police began clearing protest sites in Bangkok on Tuesday. The government has announced that it intends to retake all its besieged buildings this week. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling on the European Union to be cautious in its response to a Swiss vote on immigration curbs. Merkel has made the comments after meeting with Swiss President Didier Burkhalter in Berlin. Swiss lawmakers narrowly voted earlier this month to introduce immigration quotas for all foreigners, including those from the European Union. Burkhalter says his government has to respect the outcome of the vote. Merkel says the EU will have to decide, once the three-year implementation period is up, what action it may or may not take. The US government says it's now considering its options following the expulsion of three of its envoys from Venezuela. A spokesperson for the US State Department says Washington is considering retaliatory measures under the auspices of the Geneva Convention, which covers diplomatic missions in other countries. Venezuelan authorities this week announced the expulsion of three American diplomats, accusing them of helping facilitate the student protests which have been taking place in Caracas since last week. Student demonstrations since February the 13th, which have been demanding that President Nicolas Maduro be ousted, have already left three dead and over 70 others injured. Former Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf has made his first appearance in a special court in Islamabad to answer to charges of high treason. The three judges on the court's bench had issued an arrest warrant for Musharraf at the end of January, after the former leader failed to appear in person despite several orders to do so. Musharraf has spent the last several weeks at a military hospital, apparently being treated for heart trouble. The former military president has brought in high security from the Armed Forces Institute of Cardiology in the garrison city of Rawalpindi, near Islamabad. Musharraf is accused of high treason for allegedly abrogating the constitution in 2007 when he imposed emergency rule during a political crisis. Chinese automaker Dongfeng Motors is expected to officially announce a major investment in French automaker Peugeot Citroën later today. It's being reported Dongfeng, along with the French government, are going to both invest 800 billion euros into PSA. Under the reported deal, this will give Dongfeng, the French government and the Peugeot family an equal 14% stake in the company. This means the Peugeot family's 200-year-old hold on the company has evaporated, as it will no longer have a veto. While officials with Dongfeng have not commented on the reported agreement, trading of Dongfeng's shares was suspended in Hong Kong yesterday, pending today's announcement. Those are the latest headlines from CRI. I'm Alexander Orcott.